It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, FNBC, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Next, powered by NAEC, North Arkansas Dental Group, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and Bright River Materials. Now let's take you courtside with the voice of Bomber Basketball, Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Cragen, and good evening, everyone, from Goblin Arena here on the campus of Harrison High School. We are happy to bring you tonight's broadcast of Mountain Home Bomber and Lady Bomber Basketball, as this is going to be the last of four straight road trips. Seems like it's been a while since we've been home, but we will be back home this coming Friday. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But we are here to take on our fiercest rivals, the Goblins of West Belfont, as Brad Coleman and Tobias Pugsley started for us here on Classic Hits 101.7. We are super excited to bring you this broadcast, and we're getting ready to start the girls' portion of our doubleheader as we welcome you into the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. Mount Home coming into this game in a tie for first place in the 5A West, and in the newest Arkansas sports media rankings, they stayed in the top five in class 5A. They did drop from first to fourth, and also dropped out of the overall top 10 in the newest rankings following that loss a week ago to Russellville. But again, last game was against Salem Springs. Won that game 56-46. So Mount Home currently 18-6 on the season, 7-1 in the 5A West, tied with Greenwood for that conference lead. As for Harrison, they are they're hanging on to they still got a shot to get into the postseason as well. They're tied for fourth in the conference with Van Buren. They're 10-12 overall, 4-4 in the league. The Lady Goblins coming off a victory over Alma this past Friday night, 44-37. And so Brad Coleman joining me here, one of the creators of the West Belfont here. Brad, you know, this Harrison team, they have seems like they've gotten better as the year has gone on.
Yeah, they have. This is a good Harrison team. We watched them early in the year at the Kickapoo tournament that we were in, and I tell you, they didn't look very good in that tournament, but they've got good players. We talked about last time we played, there's a lot of familiarity with both of these girls. They play summer ball together with a lot of these girls that are here, and you know, it's just a team that has gotten better. We all knew at the beginning that Harrison had a chance for that fourth spot, and we knew that them and Van Buren were kind of the two players. Greenbrier has kind of snuck into that as the girls go. They're just one game behind those two, and you know, this is a very important game for Harrison. I'm not going to say it is always an important game anytime you play your rival for Mountain Home, but for our Mountain Home girls, they are pretty much locked into the state tournament. With one more win, it's pretty much sure they're going to be in there. They're playing for one seeding right now, 1-3 seed.
You bet. We're going to take a break and talk more about tonight's matchup in just a moment as we continue along here on the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals as Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We welcome you back to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show here on Class Kids 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside here at Goblin Arena and on the campus of Harrison High School. Craig Partee, our producer, back at the studio. As Mount Tom's girls getting ready to play Harrison, one thing that's going to be a little bit different tonight for Mount Tom, a little bit of a change in the starting lineup. We're decided to go with a little bigger lineup tonight.
Yeah, Livy Fosness, I think, is going to get the nod. Man, she deserves to after the performance she had at Siloam Springs. And honestly, it boils down a little bit of a matchup. Witten Coleman still out for the Lady Bombers. Hopefully find out some news tomorrow on her, whether she can get back in and start playing. But this was kind of the timeline of where she's going to be at. But Livy is, I think, a step up in that role. The matchup is with Harrison. They got one big, and London Lee has been out with ankle problems. She's out warming up right now. We anticipate her playing, and I assume she will. But Mountain Home, I think, feels like they can have the advantage down low, kind of with that two-post set.
I'll talk more about that in a moment, I do want to just piggyback on that. You know, we talk about the game that Livy Fosters had at Siloam Springs. After that, I thought, well, you can't ignore that. I think with the way she played, I think you kind of got to put her in
there.
Yeah,
absolutely. And Livy's one of those girls that, like we talked about in the Siloam Springs deal, we knew she had the talent. It's been there, just waiting to see her break out. You know, anytime you change schools, they move from Minnesota down here, you move to a new school, you get kind of thrown into the mix. She's got a great group of friends I know around and have kind of welcomed her. And it just takes a little bit to kind of get your sea legs, so to speak, underneath you. And hopefully this is the Livy we got going forward. And the, 15 points, 16 rebounds, I think nine offensive rebounds is what it told out to be. She is just a beast. She's tough to block out. She can finish around the rim. And just a lot of good things coming for the sophomore.
Yeah, you know, and even when she didn't have a look to the basket, she was able to find the open person the other night too.
Yep, she did. Kicking in, rebounding, kicking out. And hope to see a lot more of that tonight.
So you talked about London Lee. So I talked to Coach Stacy Claude earlier, and she said that she is going with London Lee in the starting line for now. We'll just have – it's kind of like one of those wait-and-see moments for them.
Yeah, and it's – London's been out with an ankle injury at the Alma game. Watched her. She warmed up. She looked good. I know London pretty well. I know her family, and they've hated being out. She's one that she's a difference maker for Harrison. We talked about Harrison fighting for that fourth spot. If they can knock off somebody at home, Mountain Home or Russellville or Greenwood, then that puts them that much ahead of Van Buren for that fourth spot. They remind me a lot of where the Lady Bombers were last year. your top three, you hope to try to play them tough and maybe sneak out a win, but you just got to beat the bottom four. And that's where Harrison's at, and they are, you know, trying to get to 7-7 in conference, and if they can get to that point, they feel they got a good chance because they'll have a tiebreaker over Van Buren, a lot like the Lady Bombers did last year. We had the tiebreaker over Van Buren.
We're going to take another break, and we'll have more here on the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big bucks purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And?
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
And we welcome you back into the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Again, Mount Holmes girls getting ready to play Harrison here at Goblin Arena. Let's get the introduction to tonight's officials, brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic for all your orthopedic needs. Stop by and see Dr. Moore and Dr. Broder at the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. They will be we will have Lance Smith as the referee. The umpires tonight will be Lane Smith and Jarrett Ray. We're going to take a look at the starting lines. First off, from Mount Holmes in their road blues, coached by Dell Leonard. They'll be going with Parker Husky, a 5'8 senior. She'll be joined by two juniors, Anna McCarron at 6 foot, and and Lakin Moore at 6 foot. And then two sophomores surrounded out, Jayla Yonkers at 5'10, and Libby Fossness at 6 foot. Harrison in their home whites, coached by Stacy Clott. They will be going with sophomores Eliza Barger and Brooklyn Mitchell, and juniors London Lee, Tucker Webb, and Sager Clements. Well, that's going to wrap up the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. We're going to take one more break, come back, and have the opening tip-off in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street.